North Korea has for more than 20 years been on a path to achieving the coupling of a nuclear weapon with an effective delivery system. The North's ambitions has raised the question, is a regional arms race inevitable? I'm Jim Stevenson with Authors on Asia. We open the book today with Gregory Moore, Associate Professor of International Relations at Zhejiang University in Hangzhou, China. Moore gathered leading experts in Asian and security studies to examine the issue. The result is a new book titled North Korean Nuclear Operationality, which Moore edited and has written some of the chapters.
I'd written a couple of pieces on North Korea, and so it kind of came together, I guess, back in 2009, I think it was. I invited some of these folks to a conference in New York, and so it kind of started to come together. So I ended up writing four of the chapters. I think the book is timely. Kim Jong-il died in late 2011, which threw a little bit of a wrench in our plans with the recent, should I call, execution, murder, whatever one wants to call that, purge of Chang Song-taek, the uncle. We can see it's still a pretty traditionally authoritarian, or probably better word, totalitarian regime.
We did have a sense of, I guess, normalcy while the uncle was alive, because he was very close to China, and that seemed to be the real link between North Korea and China. And without him now, that has to make the Chinese nervous, especially with North Korea's nuclear capabilities at this point and seemingly their interest in expanding their capabilities.
You put that well. I think that uncle was sort of a pragmatist, was more of a moderate force in the government. And with his departure, that's a question now. You know, what does that mean? Is that it doesn't bode well, frankly, for the region, and it doesn't bode well for the United States policy towards North Korea. And like you said, I think the Chinese are kind of really wondering, you know, what's going to happen now. My guess would be that this introduces a bit more tension. If you read my chapter on North Korea-China relations, I've argued that there's already been a lot of tension, actually, in the last 20 years, starting in 1994 in particular, exactly 20 years now, when North Korea really sort of went over the edge into that nuclear realm and forced a showdown with the United States.
What is China's main concern with a nuclear North Korea at this point?
China has sort of two main concerns. One is the nuclear issue, but also it's the issue of the collapse of North Korea, which is related to this nuclear thing. Now, what China's worried about is North Korea pushing forward as a nuclear weapons state, as an operational nuclear weapons capability, is what the book's premise is. The key issue is they're worried that it's going to cause some sort of regional conflict. The division in the region, traditional Cold War lines with China, North Korea, and maybe Russia on one side, and Japan, South Korea, and the U.S. on another side. I think that's their main concern. The other issue is that they're worried about a regime collapse where thousands and thousands of poor North Koreans would flow across the border into northeast China and destabilize China.
As far as nuclear capability goes, are sanctions working in keeping its nuclear program at least at a slower pace?
The sanctions probably certainly have slowed things down. That would seem certain. There are really two ways to produce weapons-grade material that's necessary for nuclear weapons. One is through enrichment, and the other one is through reprocessing spent fuel rods. The reprocessing method has been what North Korea has been using historically for the last 20 years. Evidence suggests that they may have mastered the enrichment process as well, which I think is probably more fruitful in the long run. And so I think they've become fairly self-sufficient now at this point, and that's a worry, really, for us, which makes them more invulnerable to sanctions than they might have been 20 years ago.
Gregory Moore, Associate Professor of International Relations at Zhejiang University in Hangzhou, China. He edited and wrote parts of the new book, North Korean Nuclear Operationality. It's published by Johns Hopkins. I'm Jim Stevenson. We'll pull another volume from our bookshelves next Thursday when you may hear more Authors on Asia on VOA Global, or anytime by visiting the VOANews.com website.